Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you haven't already noticed, we are at spiritual war. Powers of the devil, the darkness, the principalities, they are on multiple sides of us. They come in the guise of the media. They come in the guise of people that might employ you, of people that claim to be your friends. They come in multiple ways. Often we don't even see it. They come in the people that surround us that we are afraid to talk to about our faith, about our hope, about the reason that we have joy, even when so many terrible things are happening all around us. The devil, demons, demonic oppression, and even possession are real. They were real in the time that Jesus walked on the earth in his flesh, in his earthly ministry, and they are real now as he rules over heaven and earth. St. Paul told the church in Colossae, and he tells you as well, I give thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Do you see the darkness? Can you see it as it shrouds so many people's eyes? They don't see it. They follow it without fully recognizing what they are following. But you cannot be a servant of the light and a servant of darkness. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his Son, of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. You are a child of light, not because you chose Jesus, but because he has chosen you. You have followed his light, even in a world of darkness. On Monday, the church celebrated the feast of St. Michael and all angels, recognizing that God has spiritual caretakers for his church, for his children. The gospel lesson for that feast day reminds us that children are very much loved by God. And it also reminds us that there is a stark punishment for those who would harm one of these little ones. We are reminded that God loves them and that we are called to be good stewards of them, to return them to him because they matter so much. We are to have that childlike faith, not a faith that does not grow, but a faith that trusts in God as our Father. The devil and his demons are very real. Saint Michael fights that battle, and he overthrows the devil by the blood of the Lamb, the blood that was shed on the cross for sinners like you, who are now in the light by God's grace, and for sinners who are still stuck in the darkness of this world. His blood covers the whole world. So many don't even recognize it because the devil, the world, and their sinful flesh has shrouded it from them. We are reminded that the angels are guardians of those children. They are your guardians as well. Now, this isn't some idea of the comic strip where grandma is watching out for us from heaven. Grandma has received her reward for her faith if she died in Christ. She is not an angel. But these angels have been specifically made by God to be his messengers, to be his warriors, to be protectors over his children. So we give thanks to God for that. Therefore, we are to humble ourselves as little children. This is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Those who receive one such little child in my name receiveth me, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses. God cares for children. And whether or not you have been blessed with the gift of children yourself, your biological children, you should be able to see the beauty therein. But the devil does not love children. He would seek them maimed. He would seek them perverted. He would see them chopped apart. But God would not have it so. You, dear child of God, you who live in his light, not because you earned it, but because of his grace, are to speak for those who have no voice. To pray fervently to end the destruction of children, both in the womb and once they are born. There is so much spiritual warfare going on. Children are being permanently sterilized because of the depravity of our culture. God would not have this so. And he has placed you in the time that you are living, in the place that you are living, to speak his truth. Yes, they would have you believe that truth is relative. That what's true for you isn't true for everyone else, but this is again a lie of the devil. Jesus Christ is that truth. Speak for those children. Defend them. Care for them. If the Lord has granted you the gift of children, fight for them. Teach them the faith. Teach your sons to be godly men. Teach your daughters to be godly women, to submit to the word and the will of the Lord. We are at war. Too often, we as Christians, we as people who submit to what God's word teaches, we will receive those children as a gift and a blessing and a heritage from him, but then we turn them right over to the devil and his institutions. We do this time and time again. God would not have it so. He has given these children to you. Pray for them, lead them in the right ways. And once again, if God has not given you the physical gift of children, love on those nephews, those nieces, love on the children of this church. Pray for them. Be workers in Christ's kingdom. The devil seeks to destroy. He seeks to pervert. He seeks to disorder God's good and gracious will, his good order. The devil would have you believe that the order of male to female, of the order of parent and child, is something that is to be destroyed. Do not listen to the devil. Be of the light. Be children of the light. The devil is raging. He seeks whom he may devour. He tries to kill. He tries to maim. He tries to destroy because he knows that eternity for him means eternal suffering. He desires us to suffer with him. He rages because he knows that his hour is coming. He does not have free reign forever. But he kicks against it. You feel it. The world feels it. Christians throughout this world are persecuted for simply believing what you take for granted. And too often we don't even bat an eye. Thousands of people are murdered in Africa and in the Middle East for simply confessing Jesus. And we sit in our towers here in America unfazed. When that persecution comes, will we remain true to our confirmation vows? Will we continue to remember that we have sworn to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? Or will we allow the lies to overtake us? Will we believe that it is not safe for us to gather for worship, and so we will seclude ourselves from our brothers and sisters in Christ? Dear child of God, be in the light as he is in the light. Follow not the lies of the devil. and remember that he has placed you in your life. You have people that are confused, that are raging. Show them that light. Show them the hope that lives in you. You wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. But you win because Christ has won. The church sings. O thou whose coming is with dread, to judge the living and the dead, preserve us from the ancient foe, while still we dwell on earth below. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.